Do you want to get set up and ready to see private clients this summer or even before that? If so, we're offering our free private practice bootcamp this April 22nd through 25th that you're not going to want to miss. Seeing a few private clients is a great way to earn some extra money and dip your toe into the private practice waters. In just 3 days, we will help you make a plan, no matter whether you want to work with kids or adults, offer services in person or via teletherapy, or both. By the end of bootcamp, you will have a plan that you're excited about and know the steps to get started. Oh, and there are daily giveaways for some of my most popular resources, like the private practice clinic forms. To sign up, just head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com right now. After the free 3-day event, we will open enrollment for the spring cohort of the Start Your Private Practice program. Bootcampers will have an opportunity to get some amazing extra bonuses if they enroll during bootcamp. So if you've been meaning to join but haven't, now is the best time to join, and you'll be able to get set up and ready to treat private clients this summer. So head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com right now to sign up, and I'll see you in bootcamp. Now, on to the episode.
Are you thinking about starting a private practice in 2023? If so, this episode is for you. Today, we're going to talk about why it's important to plan your private practice before you start, and I'm going to give you a special behind-the-scenes sneak peek into our beginner bootcamp that's coming up at the end of the month. So stay tuned.
I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started.
Are you a planner? Most speech-language pathologists and occupational therapists are. Starting a private practice is a big deal. And yes, my whole role at the independent clinician is to make it easier and faster for you, which starts with planning. There are so many ways to be in private practice. You could have a solo practice with just you, or an entire team providing multidisciplinary services. You could choose to be a specialist or a generalist. You could provide in-person services or offer teletherapy. You could be in private practice part-time or on the side or full-time. You could decide to offer traditional services or outside-of-the-box services like animal-assisted therapy and parent coaching. The point is that you get to choose. But in order to build the private practice of your dreams, you need to start with a plan, because it impacts things like what type of NPI number you'll get, or how much professional liability insurance you need, how and who you'll market to, what you can expect to earn, who the payer sources will be, where you'll deliver your services in terms of location, and more. Planning your private practice is exciting and fun, and I'd love to be able to offer a fill-in-the-blank system for students in our Start Your Private Practice program, but also for those who participate in our Plan Your Private Practice bootcamp events. We usually have thousands of SLPs and OTs participate in our bootcamp events, and it's so much fun to see the ideas flowing from person to person, opening up everyone's eyes as to what's possible for them. It's amazing to be a part of, and if you're a beginner who's been dreaming about private practice for a long time, this is the best place for you to begin. In a second, I'm actually going to play the orientation video from Private Practice Bootcamp, which is all about how to be successful and how to maximize your experience in the event. As you're listening to this, if you want to join us, head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com to register. Again, we do this free event a few times each year, and each one is better than the last. So enjoy listening to our orientation for bootcampers and make sure to come join us yourself. Welcome to the Plan Your Private Practice Bootcamp. Let's talk about how to get the most out of this free experience that will help you plan a private practice that is perfect for you and for the current season of your life. Let's talk about why you signed up for this free event. One is maybe because you want to learn more about private practice. Two is because, well, I invited you. Three is maybe because it was free. Four could be because somebody recommended it to you, either someone who's been through it before or someone who knows that you're interested. Five, maybe you've been following me for a while and decided to sign up. And lastly, maybe you're thinking about joining the Start Your Private Practice program, but you want to learn more about me and how I help people get started. So first off, let's talk about why clinicians choose private practice. For some, it's because they want more freedom, the freedom to make your own decisions. For others, it's all about the flexibility, to be able to choose your own schedule and to be available and present for your family. For others, it's all about the fulfillment that comes when you love your career and you feel like you're truly helping people. And for others, it's all about the financial independence that comes when you get paid fairly for your skill and are able to pay off debt, build savings, and have enough money left over to do fun things. I was sharing these F words here with a student in my program, and she said, yes, all of those are very important, but there's a different F word that's at the top of my list. Family, she said. Now, I think of family as being in the flexibility category, because people will often say that they want the flexibility to have more time with their family, to be able to go to their kids' school events, etc. But to her point, family is another important F word and a major reason why people choose private practice. So fast forward a year later, and I'm telling the story during a podcast interview with an older SLP who had been in private practice for decades. She was a very funny woman. Her name is Ruth Bass, and she's based in Irvine, California. She said, Jenna, you forgot another really important F word. Now, she was a little salty during the interview, and frankly, I was worried about what she might say. But then she exclaimed, fun, right, fun. Now, that is not what I thought she was going to say, but that one wasn't represented, and I wanted to add it. Having more freedom, flexibility, and financial independence allows you the time and money to do fun things. Things like travel, do kitchen renovations, or anything you want. And then literally the other night, as I was creating this presentation, another F word found its way into my brain and my heart. And this is the last one, I promise, for now anyway, but I think it's an important one, which is future. People build private practices to change their future. Private practice isn't usually just about the now, although folks do use it in a way to get out of a bad situation in their current job. But private practice is about building the future that you imagined for yourself and your family. So I hope as I was going through those F words, you're thinking about which of those are the most important to you in your life and which ones you need more of right now. So my other question to you is, are you a planner? And do you feel better when you follow a plan? Most SLPs and OTs do, especially when you're thinking about planning something big, like a private practice. Having a plan makes all the difference. Since 2008, which is about 15 years ago, I have helped over 10,000 SLPs and OTs start private practices. And starting a successful private practice starts with creating a plan. You wouldn't build a house without an architectural plan, right? So you also need one for your future private practice. During our private practice bootcamp, I'm going to help you make a plan for your private practice, and you'll get the opportunity to get feedback on your plan from myself and from members of my team. So here's how the Plan Your Private Practice Bootcamp event works. During your time in bootcamp, you'll make five important decisions to plan your private practice. Everything takes place in a pop-up Facebook group, which you're going to need to join in order to participate. Each day, you will watch a short video that will help you decide one to two aspects of your future private practice. Then you'll make a comment below the video stating what you decided for your private practice, and this will count as your homework. And yes, we track this because people who participate are eligible for giveaways and prizes. So make sure that you participate. Each night of bootcamp at 9 o'clock Eastern time, I will go live for about 15 minutes to discuss an important aspect of private practice, to give feedback on people's answers, answer people's questions, and do our big giveaways. The giveaway items that we're doing this time include Marketing to Doctors Made Easy, which will help you get referrals from physicians and specialists. the private practice clinic forums, which are our number one best-selling resource. These are 30 lawyer-reviewed clinic forums to help you add additional protection for your private practice. And we're also giving away copies of the new client onboarding kit. These are awesome prizes, and I want you to win one of them. So make sure to sign up for bootcamp, do your homework, and attend the live calls. It's only for a few days, and it will help you plan your private practice. At the end of bootcamp, you'll be invited to join the Start Your Private Practice program. You'll have a plan, and if you want help to implement your plan, the START program is the only program for SLPs and OTs that shows you exactly how to start a profitable private practice step by step. And we also offer ongoing support from mentors if you get stuck. To date, we've had over 2,300 SLPs and OTs go through the program. Quite simply, it works, and it works really well, even for people who are nervous or have been held back by imposter syndrome and analysis paralysis. Oh, and pay attention, because there will be a special incentive for signing up for the program during bootcamp that you're not going to want to miss. My goal for you during the Plan Your Private Practice bootcamp is to not only make a plan for your private practice, but to start to think differently about private practice, not only as another job setting, but as a vehicle to get you where you want to go. I believe that private practice is the only way to take full control over your professional, personal, and financial life. So let's do it. Let's plan your private practice. So the Plan Your Private Practice bootcamp event sounds fun and also super functional, right? Our bootcampers leave this experience with a concrete plan for their private practices, which I love helping people set up. If you want to join us, head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com to sign up. It's completely free. It will help you make a plan for your private practice. See you in bootcamp. Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.